At this time, we take a look at some of the current national issues and items affecting Northeast Louisiana. Our in-house segment welcomes Louisiana's U.S. Representative from the 5th Congressional District, Rodney Alexander. Congressman, thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you, Bob. Good morning.
Good morning. And, the big news from Washington, D.C., Defense Secretary Leon Panetta is expected to remove the military ban on women serving in combat. That has a likelihood of opening hundreds of thousands of frontline positions. Your thoughts on the call from the Defense Secretary?
Well, I don't necessarily agree with it. We were kind of expecting it because there are more and more women that want to fill those roles. I seriously doubt that there are 230,000 that are willing to go to the front lines. But, as long as the women can pass the physical tests that require to do what frontline individuals do, then I guess they're as qualified as anybody else. I've never had to serve in a combat role, but I've been in the training leading up to it, and it can be pretty tough. But if a woman can do it, then more power to them.
Do you have questions about that qualification process, or is there any indication as far as how this will take place? Has anything really been laid out?
Not really. There was really not much talk about it until the Secretary made that announcement. So we'll just have to kind of play it by ear, I guess, and see, as long as they don't weaken the qualifications or the mandatory things that a frontline soldier has to do. Within, I don't know why we necessarily should worry about it, I guess.
Secretary Clinton, in committee hearings over the attack in Benghazi yesterday, what, if anything, may come from the testimony provided over the incident?
Well, I'm afraid there won't be much. She certainly is an intelligent woman, and she's a lawyer, and she wasn't going to let anybody put her in a position of that she wasn't comfortable with. I think it was a show more than anything, gave some the opportunity to ask questions and make statements that they've been waiting to ask. Questions still not answered, and a lot for us to be concerned about, but whether it's settled that issue or not, I don't know. I guess there'll always be questions about it, but I think we ought to just do what we can to make sure that it doesn't happen again and not mislead the public if something does happen again.
She's expected to introduce her likely predecessor, her likely successor, Senator John Kerry, for the Secretary of State's post. Your thoughts on that selection?
Well, I guess he's qualified as anybody else. I don't have a part in that. Of course, the Senate does a confirmation, but I look for it to be successful. Those hearings start this morning at 10 o'clock, and I fully look for him to be confirmed.
Well, Congressman, something House Republicans talking about their plan regarding the debt ceiling, and some Senate Democrats appear to be in agreement with that plan. Explain a little bit more about what's been dubbed as the No Budget, No Pay Act.
Well, as you know, the House yesterday passed the No Budget, No Pay. We temporarily raised the debt ceiling, or allowed it to rise before April, so we wouldn't default on our outstanding debts. There's some that feel like the Senate may just strip the no budget, no pay part out and send it back to the House with a clean debt ceiling increase. We'll just have to wait and see. But the bill did get several Democratic votes on the House side, so we expect it to do the same thing on the Senate side. But we're hopeful that it at least will move the Senate to do something, because the president keeps talking about needing a debt increase, but we don't know what the budget is. Haven't had one in 4 years coming out of the Senate, and we hope that this will at least push them over the line and get a budget.
You'll be visiting the district today. Where will you be, and what will you be speaking about?
Well, I have a meeting in Ruston this morning, and I'll speak to the Qantas at Ruston, and then I'll be in the Monroe office this afternoon. We have some metal presentations that we're going to make to some soldiers and family members of those soldiers, and some more meetings there in the office in Monroe. And we'll be in the district for a few days, just trying to touch bases and see what the concerns are mostly.
And finally, any other things as far as committee hearings that you'll be involved in coming up in D.C. in coming weeks?
Well, of course, I'm going to be chairing one of the committees on appropriations this year, and I had a meeting with some of those staff members and attorneys yesterday about what to expect. And, of course, until we address this sequestration in a couple of months, we don't really know what the budget line is going to be for the committee, so it's hard at this point to determine whether we're going to have to sustain some more cuts. The operation budget for House members has declined by 11% in the last 2 years as the result of making some cuts to government spending, and we fully expect to be facing another round of cuts if we don't see an improvement in the financial situation.
Congressman Rodney Alexander from Louisiana's 5th Congressional District. Congressman, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.